Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Doreen's Jazz New Orleans is coming to the new Knoxville Performing Arts Center later this month, and a professor from Central College has a special connection to the group. Let's go in depth with Mitch Lutch, professor of music at Central College. So, Mitch, when you heard that Doreen's Jazz New Orleans was coming to Knoxville, you sent me a message and you said, I've got to talk to you about this person.
Right. I sent it right away because my association with Doreen goes back to 1997. At that time, I was teaching high school band on Long Island. I have relatives in New Orleans, and I went to visit them. And I heard her group at the Jazz and Heritage Festival, and they were fantastic. And teaching high school on Long Island, that next year, 97, 98, I knew I was going to have the best high school jazz band that you know had been working with at Schreiber High School in Port Washington for the almost 10 years I had taught there, and probably the best jazz band I was going to have in a while. So when I first met Doreen and made some other contacts, I was also thinking of bringing this high school jazz band to New Orleans for a tour. And I got her business card. Her and her group, I kept in touch with her for the next year, and her group, her husband's in the group, Lawrence, great tuba player. And we set up a master class, and it was a highlight of that tour that I did bring the high school jazz band on. They treated us with great Southern hospitality, and some of the promotional material you have here is correct. She's like the female Louis Armstrong on clarinet instead of trumpet. Fast forward to 2 years ago. Now I've been here at Central for close to 10 years, and I decided, because our wind ensemble goes on tour every year, I said, let's go to New Orleans. And I've kept in touch with Doreen, off and on a little bit, since then, since back in the late 90s. And I called her, and we set up another master class, and so from Long Island to Iowa, with students from back then, high school, and now, or 2 years ago, the students here from Central College had a great master class with her and her group.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mitch Lutch, professor of music at Central College, about Doreen's Jazz New Orleans, the group coming to the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. Well, describe what it was like. Describe the moment that you first saw the group, saw Doreen, heard Doreen.
Yeah. It was during the Jazz and Heritage Festival. Anybody who has attended that will know this description. The Jazz and Heritage Festival is held every year, 2 weekends. I think it's usually the end of April and the beginning of May, at an old horse ground. And they set up huge tents, about 10 or 12 of them. And each one will be groups performing a different style of music. One tent will have a gospel group. Another will have a group playing blues, another ragtime, another, modern jazz. And it just goes on and on. And I poked my head into this tent where Doreen and her group was, and the place was hopping. I mean, it might have been a quintet. It wasn't like a big band. But what drew me there was the crowd, because they were all on their feet. And
you're looking at your wall because you have photos on the wall.
Yeah, I have 11 by 17 photos. And when you came into my office, I said, these aren't photos from 2 years ago when we took the group from Central. This is when I took photos back in the late 90s. And so I was glued to that performance. I didn't want to go to any other tent until they were done. And then as soon as they were finished, I went right up to the stage, shook Doreen's hand, told her about this idea I had to bring the high school group the next year. She gave me her business card, and the rest, as they say, is history. and even current, because I'll be there in Knoxville. I won't miss this concert.
Well, and it looks like you were pretty darn close to the stage during that concert.
Yeah, what was great, and I haven't been to the... I've been to New Orleans, of course, since, you know, even 2 years ago, but I haven't been to the Jazz and Heritage Festival since that 1998 year when I brought the high school group. But back then, it not only was it general admission, I mean, they'd have hundreds of seats set up right on the grass in rows, and not only was it general admission, you could sit any row, any seat that was open, but there were probably about 10 to 15 feet from the first row to the stage. And if you wanted to sit down right in that aisle, so to speak, and take pictures, you could. Nobody, no usher kicked you out or anything. It was not like there was any kind of pandemonium. There's a lot of excitement, but it was civilized, you know? So yeah, those photos are taken. That's how close I was. It's not with a zoom lens.
Wow.
I think that's part of the appeal of that jazz festival. It's big as far as the number of people that go, thousands of people over those 2 weekends, but yet it's intimate. It's not, not kind of hoity-toity. You know, it's real, like I said, down-home Southern hospitality.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mitch Lutch, professor of music at Central College, about Doreen's Jazz New Orleans, the group coming to the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. Do you know a little bit about Doreen, her background?
Yes, I did get to know about her background. The high school she went to is referred to, it's an acronym, NOCA, which stands for the New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts. It's a high school for the arts. Currently, and I think this goes back to probably somewhere in the 2001, 2002 or so, they built a multi-million-dollar facility for this high school for the arts. Prior to that, so when Doreen was there, it was in an old red brick schoolhouse, school building, in a very nice residential area. They didn't even have a full auditorium, but they had great teachers and they had great administrators, and the likes of who attracted not just the talents of Doreen. All the Marsalis brothers went to this high school. Harry Connick Jr. graduated from this high school, and the grand poobah of all the Marsalis family, of course, is Ellis, the father, and he taught at this high school. And again, we're talking red brick building, probably, you know, turn of the century, early 1900s. So it's a great example of, you know, you can have all the resources, and that's great. But if you don't have all the great teaching and administrative support, it doesn't mean the result is going to be as great as the resources all the time. President Putnam here says that, and I agree with him, that resources follow energy, not the other way around. And NOCA is a perfect example of that.
What do you think that it means, her coming to the new Performing Arts Center? What do you think that means for Knoxville and Marion County and beyond?
That's a great question. It was 3 years ago that the Civic Music Association in Des Moines sponsored the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with performances at Cheslow Auditorium and also at Grinnell College. I went to the one at Cheslow with some students. I've been to a lot of concerts at Cheslow Auditorium, and it was an exact kind of replica of what I witnessed at that Jazz and Heritage Festival. Everybody was on their feet, with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band because of that French Quarter, New Orleans, earlier jazz style of playing, and the energy that they literally bring up from the South to the Midwest is is unique. And I'm sure that everybody in attendance will have that same kind of reaction. You can't help but not.
Wow, that's quite a recommendation. And so the grand opening of the new Knoxville Performing Arts Center is that very day. And so this is the starting, I mean, they're starting big.
Yeah. And big with energy and great music. And, you know, when I brought that high school, actually, and when I brought Central's group, one of the components of my educational objective for those trips is I wanted them to see that not just with professional musicians, but even students, you know, when they have like the street parades and the street marches and the funeral processions and the bands that play there. And you'll see some young students like 10 and 11 playing their trumpets and clarinets and saxophones. They don't have music liars on their instruments. It's all memorized. It's all probably a lot by ear. I mean, I'm sure they read music too, but it's so much, you know, part of their culture from when they grow up, like maybe soccer or, you know, peewee football here, you know, is here in Iowa. So it's just a true extension of their body. It's from the inside out.
So what do the kids get out of it? They'll catch that energy. Anything else? The especially the kids that are the musicians. What will they get out of it?
Yeah, probably they'll gain some knowledge of some different types of jazz playing. They'll also be very engaged by Doreen's persona with her banter back and forth with the audience. You know, they'll smile not just because of her music, but because of her personality. And I really trust that they'll, child and adult alike will leave that performance with a real enhanced knowledge of jazz music, New Orleans music, and Southern hospitality through the arts.
Well, it sounds like we'll see you and some of your students and probably some of your colleagues in the music department at the concert.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to any of your listeners, if you have that night open and the price is, you'll get more, you'll get more bang for your buck than you expect. So I recommend it in the highest regard.
Thanks to Mitch Lutch for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.